chakras open. Wow, that was off the hook. Amazing. Oh, let's give it up for Marianne Lewis again. Fantastic. Oh. Wow, we are so incredibly blessed. Woo! You know, before I came up here, Wanda handed me a box of tissue. I'm like, thank you. Oh, that touched at the core. That was fantastic. Because maybe one of those songs that many of us kind of grew up with and a different type of meaning, but knowing that Spirit is in, as, and through each one of us. What a wonderful, amazing, amazing day. It's the best day ever. Yeah. Best day ever, for sure. So I'm just so happy to be here. I was gone last week, and I had just concluded with the Centers for Spiritual Living conference, which was in Irvine, California, which was fabulous, and on this beautiful spiritual high, because almost 500 centers represented that conference. So we're all over the world, and it was just so refreshing to come together with people of like mind, and you may not know them, but you know them because we're all speaking the same language, and there's only one, and it's just so beautiful and so amazing. I loved that Cindy shared this morning kind of how she came to the centers, and my path pretty much the same too. I was speaking with practitioners yesterday, and a couple of us were talking about how even when we were little, we kind of got it that God was not separate from us. That there was a spirit, there was something indwelling inside of us. It just never made sense to me that there was something separate from me condemning me to hell. And because there's a highway to hell, but there's only a stairway to heaven, right? It seemed like we're going really fast another direction. So taking that highway to heaven and learning that we create our own reality where that was one of those epiphanies for me that I could no longer blame anybody else for the troubles I know. I can only take responsibility for it. And not that some of us haven't been through horrendous things in our life, but what we do with that information, what we do with our life is totally up to us. And the thing that I always loved most about this teaching when I first came is that they said, don't trust anything I say. Figure it out for yourself. Here's the philosophies. You plant some positive seeds, you're going to grow positive stuff. You plant negative seeds, you're going to grow some negative stuff. Well, that made pretty much sense to me. You know, whatever you're planting, that's what you're growing. And sometimes I'm not planting the best of seeds. And that is the work that we get to do. Yay! Every day, being aware of the things that we're planting in our garden. Because being in that garden of life, I get to create the world I want. We are celebrating, 2018, we are celebrating 100 years of Science of Mind. I know, isn't that great? It was 1918 when Ernest Holmes first put his first book out there, Creative Mind. So having that creative mind, which we all do, we get to celebrate our life. And we get to decide what it is that we're wanting in life. Ernest Holmes says this, and I absolutely love it. I live in faith that there is a presence and a power greater than I am that nurtures and supports me in ways I could not even imagine. I know that this presence is all-knowing and all-powerful and always is right where I am. It's in, as, and through each and every one of us. Now, Dr. Ernest Holmes studying Jesus, Troward, Emerson, great minds of the day, came up with this beautiful philosophy. And when he would start his radio show, which he did back in the day, he would always say, there is a power in the universe for good, and you can use it. We can use it, and we're using it all the time. 24/7, 365, we are using that power whether we know it or not. Sometimes we're using it for good. Sometimes we're using it to beat up ourselves. And we don't have to do that anymore because we come to this teaching and we learn that our thoughts are things. So every thought that I have is changing my life. And I can be very conscious of my thoughts and make sure that I'm creating something I love, or I can be unconscious of my thoughts and thinking of things that don't serve me. I'd rather choose the better, right? So here I was at the conference last week, which was a week ago in Irvine, and all of these different speakers and teachers and people that I've known forever, and it's like everybody has a smile on their face, and everybody's happy, and everybody's crown chakra wide open. And I knew I had some healing to do. So sometimes you get to have those great conversations, and it's like, oh, yeah, I get to have a conversation, step out of my comfort zone, have a great conversation so that I can heal things to the next level and the next level and the next level. And what a phenomenal thing. When Marianne was singing that song, this morning I was listening to rehearsal. I was sitting here, and I thought, oh, I think when my grandmother passed away, that was one of the songs that we played or had sung at her memorial. And I was thinking about the two different grandmothers. Most of us had two grandmothers, one on our mother's side, one on our father's side, and the difference was so completely opposite. You got the one that's going to call you out on everything and kick you in the butt and holler at you. And then the other one, can I make you some cocoa? Do you want to ride in the wheelbarrow? I'm like, yeah, let's do that. But what I noticed about both of my grandmothers is neither one of them went to church. And there was one day that my grandmother that's making me cocoa and giving me a ride in the wheelbarrow, she's like, there's a little bazaar at the church. Let's go over to it. And I'm like, oh, we're dressing all up in our Sunday best and going to the church. And I was hearing a lot of things about duality. And I looked at grandmother and I said, where's God? She just looked at me and smiled and tapped her heart. And it's like with these beautiful blue eyes and this blue hair that she had, because why wouldn't she, right? It was matching. She just smiled and just tapped her heart, and I got it on a level that it's right there inside of our hearts. That spirit, that energy is right where we are. So being able to celebrate that. Now, I'll call her my garden grandma because she was always in the garden, lived to 103, had her driver's license until she was 102, and didn't think that she would pass the eye test, so she didn't renew it at 102, which was thankful for everybody in town. But amazing and very, very strong and healthy woman. And I always thought that was because she's always working with the earth and always planting something good. So what things are we planting in our lives? Ernest Holmes says this in Discover a Richer Life. Life is not just something to be endured, it is to be lived in joy, in a fullness without limit. In a fullness without limit. And knowing that spirit flows in as and through us, the only thing that blocks our good is our own mental thoughts, our thinking and our words. And once in a while, I'll hear people talking about their body or talking about something they didn't know and just really beating themselves up. And I'm like, stop. Say nice things about you, about your body, about your mind, because the brilliance of the universe flows right where we are. So celebrating that, getting excited about life and not having the barriers. Now, when I came to this teaching, it still kind of is interesting to me that it was my sister's boyfriend in high school that introduced us. I mean, here's a high school kid bringing my whole family to church. And he's like, I go to a church that I think you all will really like. Because we were listening to Napoleon Hill and a bunch of positive kind of thinking on the record player. That's a big disc thing that you put and the needle goes around, for those of you that do not know what a record player is. But we would listen to these motivational speaking things with Wayne Dyer and things that were just happening out there. This is back in the 70s, late 70s. I know, I was like two. So, but Spirit was calling, just like it is right now. Spirit was calling. And to have an instrument or someone to say, hey, come with us. What a great thing. I am just so incredibly blessed because up until that time, I thought that there was something wrong with me. Anybody ever think that? It's like, there's something wrong with me. I'm not like everyone else. Other people are doing these kind of things, and I just don't think that same way. So to be able to go to a center, a spiritual place where they're saying, you know, spirit is in, as, and through you, and you're creating your own reality, and you can't blame anything else, And here's some great philosophies that work. You plant this seed, that's what's going to grow. Made so much sense to me. That how could you not just be part of that? Now, about the same time that I started going through, I mean, I did that, and then I went back to Nebraska, and there wasn't a Science of Mind church there, because I was from California back to Nebraska. I was back and forth a lot. I've moved a lot. What a great thing. Get to experience a lot of life. And Nebraska, I found they do not have a Church of Religious Science. They did not have a Center for Spiritual Living. They didn't really have anything that was of like mind. And so I married a Catholic, did the next best thing, and which was really actually totally opposite, right? Everything's out there, and forgive me for I've sinned. So I did love the rituals, though. I remember a friend of mine, he'd tell me, hey, I'm going to go to this other church next week because sometimes I just need me a little Jesus. I'm like, I get it. Sometimes we just want the ritual, yet we can create our own ritual in the Centers for Spiritual Living. I love to take like oil and anoint myself on the hands and the heart and the mind and open up my chakra. So there I was in Nebraska, and my sister kept sending me tapes, and it's like, oh, I gotta get back to the things that I know that make sense. Because when you're immersed around other people that are blaming everything else out there, that we have to just endure life and this is just how it is, that wasn't making sense to me at all. So to be able to step away from that and then get back out to this teaching was just like everything. It's like, oh yes, I remember. It's like the first time many people that come to the centers, it's like, oh yeah, it was like coming home because I was hearing what I knew always inside of me. And at the same time that I started going through classes in the 90s, I was also going through hypnosis classes. And I remember reading Ernest Holmes saying, do not be hypnotized to the ways of the world. And it was like a light going off to me because it's like we get hypnotized to the ways of the world out there, where if we consciously input what it is that we're wanting, then we're hypnotizing ourselves to a higher level rather than just this is how it is, this is how it is. It makes me think of a book a friend of mine is writing. She's writing a book called My Life as a Cow Following the Herd. And it's like, I don't know that I love the title, but isn't it how it gets? You know, it's like sometimes people are just following the herd, and then there's no new view. It's just following the herd, and that is not a view that I want to have. So we get to have a new view. We get to create our own life, and you're going to be so happy that you came today because I'm going to talk about the three steps that it takes to create a bigger, better life. And it's the simplification of this teaching. The first thing that we do to change our life is we build an image of the thing in mind that it is that we're wanting or desiring. Build the picture very clearly in mind. Build that picture in mind. What do the relationships look like? What does the health look like? What does the home look like? What does the career look like? What does the life purpose look like? What does the vacation look like? Get it very, very clear in your mind. So that's step one. We're just building our blueprint. This is how it looks. Our second step is we're creating a conscious expectation. It's kind of like when we put our order into Amazon. I know it's on its way. It's coming. I don't even have to question it. I know it's coming. It's the same thing with that picture in mind. Having that conscious expectation. And then sitting in our own garden of our own self and our own thoughts, knowing that Spirit is flowing through us, getting it to us in the easiest, simplest way it can, Spirit's going to guide and direct to take action. We would say treat and move our feet. We do a spiritual mind treatment, and Spirit is guiding and directing. Oh, go this way, open that door, make this phone call. Spirit is guiding and directing as long as we get out of the way. Let it go. Put down everything else. But the first important step is getting very clear about what it is that we're wanting or desiring. And then act as if it's already here right now. Our minds are powerful, and it's an energy that just goes out there. And being very mindful of what it is that we're thinking. When I was in college, I took anatomy and physiology, and one of the things that they would always say is that neurons that fire together wire together. So when we have a lot of negative thoughts, and these thoughts keep firing, all of a sudden it's building a bridge, and we're wiring up, and we're getting hardwired for negative thinking, which takes our bodies, our minds, our lives down a downward spiral. Where if we change our thinking and start having positive thoughts and allow those positive thoughts that are firing to continue to wire, then we're creating a bridge. We're creating a pathway for goodness to flow. So making sure that we're being mindful 24/7, 365 of what we're thinking. Oh, that's a lot of work. Yet it's simple, just not easy. It's one of those things where we get to awaken to the divinity of who we are and be conscious. Because many times when we get on that highway to hell, we are going faster and faster and faster and keep more of that same thinking and wiring in those thoughts that are not taking us down the road that we're really wanting. So keeping that picture in front of us of what it is that we're choosing and knowing that it's already here. It's already here. There's a blueprint that's already created, and the universe always says yes. The universe is always conspiring for our highest and best. The only thing that blocks it is us. Ah! So continuing to get it deeper, deeper, deeper into the depths of our minds that we are worthy and we're deserving. It's a constant remembering that every thought that we have is firing off another pathway. And am I creating pathways that are not serving me, or am I creating positive pathways in my brain to be able to magnetize the good that I'm choosing? Ernest Holmes says it this way: life is infinite energy coupled with limitless creative imagination. It is the invisible essence and substance of every visible form. Nothing's solid here. Everything's energy. Everything's moving. It's natural, it's goodness, truth, wisdom, and beauty, as well as energy and imagination. Our highest satisfaction comes from a sense of conscious union with the invisible life. All human endeavor is an attempt to get back to the first principle, to find such an inward wholeness with all sense of, without a sense of fear, without a sense of doubt, and just allow the uncertainty to vanish. Knowing that spirit is creative, and so we're creating that blueprint in our mind, the invisible to the visible. Magic. We're magic. But it's the same thing. To me, it's so amazing. You plant a little seed in the soil, and after some love and nurturing and a little water and sunshine, and beautiful, amazing plants grow. Same thing with the garden of our own mind. Beautiful, amazing lives grow. And it's just getting out of our own way without blocking our good, without blocking our flow. Knowing that we are absolutely here to live and to love and to thrive. There was something really, really important here. Repeated negative thinking and complaining shrinks your your hippocampus, the area of your brain that is responsible for problem solving and critical thinking. The more negative thoughts we have, the more we shrink that critical part of our brain that solves problems. And the more we think positively, the more we grow that part of our brain. So it is absolutely imperative for our good life, for our continued ability to be able to problem solve and think critically and create, to have positive thoughts. Positive thoughts about you, positive thoughts about me, positive thoughts about ourselves, positive thoughts about the world, because there's always something good going on here. There's always something good. And we can focus on the negative or we can focus on the positive. Yet we uplift the universe when we focus on the positive and we uplift ourselves. Love yourself to the next level. It's always got to start. It starts right here. Nothing outside of us has any power. It's all right here. So the first step is getting that clear view. So So your mission, should you choose to accept it, I would really like to give you that charge for the week, is to get really clear. What do I love? What am I creating? Get really clear about that this week with my life, with my health, with my body, with my career, with my joy, with my friendships. What am I creating? And what picture am I stepping into as we step into the divinity of who we are? We are all thinking, willing, knowing, conscious centers of life. We are surrounded by, immersed in, and there is a flowing through us, a creative something. Call it what you will. But it is the I am that we are, beautifully and brilliantly. So let's take all of that knowledge and let's go inside our heart of hearts, closing our eyes for just a moment. Closing our eyes to any distractions. As I speak my word and claim that right here, right now, Spirit is flowing. It is the divinity, the essence, the goodness, the godness, the biggest part of each and every one of us. There is only one power. It flows in as and through. As we just breathe that oneness in. Knowing that life is good and life is very good because we claim it so. That we immerse ourselves, opening up our hearts, our souls, our minds to the goodness that flows. Knowing that we are divine in our own right, individualized centers here to live in joy, playfulness, goodness, laughter, love, creativity, health, and harmony. As I claim this for each and every person, that we just get out of our own way and allow Spirit, this beautiful garden of life, to flow with ease and grace and grow with love. Knowing that we are nourished and nurtured by the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. That the universe is saying, thank you for showing up, because the universe would not be the same had you not shown up. It's okay to be, do, and have exactly what it is that you choose. Everything else is behind us as we just put that down. That there is a healing, there is a love, there is a light, there is an opening right here, right now. That we just say yes, yes, yes to the goodness of life flowing. The beauty, the brilliance of the I am. As we go to that gratitude space, I am so grateful. In that conscious awareness, that beautiful expectation that life is unfolding in so many beautiful ways, that life is eternal, and that life is good. As I just release my words into the action of the law, knowing that all is well. As we all anchor this together in mind by saying, and so it is.